Jesus had been talking with some people who began to follow him because of the miracles they saw. These followers were offended when Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." They did not recognize they were in spiritual slavery. Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not remain in the house forever. The Son remains forever. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed." How do we recognize the slavery to sin? Let's go back to the beginning. There are two false statements Satan used to deceive Eve to act contrary to God's command. First, Satan created doubt in God's word. Did God really say? That question drives much of the problems in both the church and society. Did God really say that marriage is between a man and a woman, that both should care for any offspring? Did God really say we should love one another, serve one another, and make the needs of others a priority? Second, Satan dangled the promise, "You shall be like God, knowing both good and evil." Who does not want to be in control, do not want to have their own desires met, even at the expense of others? Selfishness reigns supreme, and everyone suffers. Christ Jesus came to set us free from that slavery. May our Lord grant us faith to see our sin and to trust in Him as our Savior. Amen.